When I was a little boy growing up in Central Florida, my dad was the rector of a mid-sized Episcopal church there. And one year, a very dear man in our congregation got very sick with cancer and was on his deathbed. George Alberta was his name. He's a beautiful man, wonderfully kind old man, with a deep, rich, booming voice. Along with his wife, Lucille, and children, he had moved to Central Florida from the islands a while earlier, and he had made our church his home. But now his body was shutting down, his family had said their goodbyes, and he was preparing to go on to his heavenly home. And so on a humid, as they usually are, Sunday afternoon in Florida, his wife sat by his bedside, holding his hand while his breathing and his heartbeat steadily slowed and he began to drift away. But it was at that moment when George Alberta sat straight up in his hospital bed, eyes opened wide, and looking over his wife's shoulder, said with his strong voice, "It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. If only you could see it." Those were his last words, spoken with his last breath before he entered into glory. For the believer, there is not only a beautiful reality that awaits us at the end, but also a beautiful reality that surrounds us at all times. It is an invisible, intangible, incomprehensible reality that is more true, more glorious, more wonderful, more beautiful than we can imagine. And for those who are in Christ, there is another dimension than what we see with our eyes or perceive with our senses. It's what gives the terminal cancer patient unshakable hope. It's what gives the grieving widower comfort. It's what gives the enchained sinner freedom and forgiveness. It's what gives the broken-hearted, beat-up pilgrim a reason to keep walking forward. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits," David implores us in Psalm 103. Forget not all that is true about God, all that he has done for you, all that he offers you, all that he saves you from, all that he saves you for, all that he is. Starting in verse 3, we're reminded that he forgives all your iniquity, he heals all your diseases, he redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. He satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Have you forgotten just how good God is? He forgives, he heals, he redeems, he crowns, he satisfies, he renews. This is the reality, the invisible dimension in which we live. It really is true. It really means what God says it means. It really is more wonderful than you can imagine. Have you forgotten? So the psalmist reminds us today that the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Hear the good news again. Let the character of your God, the vastness of his love, the wideness of his mercy, the lavishness of his grace, the beauty of his gospel sink deep into your soul again. We can't hear this reminder enough. A church can't sing these truths enough. A preacher can't preach this sermon enough. It really is true. It really is amazing. And it really is the reality that surrounds us. Just a few minutes ago, we heard these truths from Romans 8. Paul wrote that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So as you sit in your seat right now, this is the banner that hangs over you. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're headed into when you leave from here or when the work week starts back up tomorrow, you have an anchor. You have an unshakable anchor, no matter the storm, no matter the sin. This is the good news of the gospel. As Tim Keller puts it, the gospel is this. We are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet at the very same time, we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. He forgives, he heals, he redeems, he crowns, he satisfies, he renews, and nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate you from his love. And all of this, all the promises of God, all of his benefits, all that he is, his blessing, is not wrapped up in principles or in ideas or in abstracts. The beauty, the wonder, the grace, the forgiveness, the healing, the comfort, the kindness, the gentleness, the patience, the hope, the mercy, the glory of God is all wrapped up in a person, in Jesus Christ. It's all wrapped up in him. The writer of Hebrews says this about Jesus. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe. Jesus upholds the universe by the word of his power. For the believer, there is a beautiful reality that surrounds us at all times. For those who are in Christ, there exists another dimension from what we see with our eyes or perceive with our senses. And that dimension is this. Jesus holds it all together. And we are held together in him. Paul even said we are more than conquerors through him. Iniquities forgiven, diseases healed, lives redeemed, love and mercy demonstrated, youth renewed, all through Jesus. All because of Jesus. And nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. He is the centerpiece. Jesus is. He is the focal point. He is the heartbeat. He is your life. And as the head of the body, the church, he is the church's life. As Paul said in the book of Acts, in him, in Jesus, we live and move and have our being. So what do? Us forgetful people who are prone to wander, prone to leave the God we love. Well, we do what David did. We tell our souls, praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. We've been ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Alleluia, praise the everlasting King. If that doesn't work, let the congregation around you, the person behind you or beside you remind you, praise him for his grace and favor to his people in distress. Praise him still the same as ever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Alleluia, and glorious in his faithfulness. And if that doesn't work, let the choir remind you. Father-like, he tends and spares us. Well, our feeble frame he knows. In his hand, he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Alleluia, widely yet his mercy flows. It's so beautiful. This reality, this dimension, this person in which we live. It's so beautiful. If only we could see. God will help us see more and more, bit by bit, here on this earth. Paul said this, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And one day we'll see it fully and perfectly. And on this All Saints Sunday, we join in with those who have seen it fully. And so we sing, angels help us to adore him. Ye behold him face to face. Sun and moon bow down before him. Dwellers all in time and space. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise with us the God of grace. Let's pray together. Oh, Father, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit now into our hearts, that the remembrancer would do his work in us and center us and center this church on Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.